The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, the storm has a name, so I guess we have to be scared now. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, chocolate brave heart. Thank you. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. Imelda the Storm. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If he likes it, Aaron will read it. Gives him something to do, so help him out. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel, you can do that. If you're on Twitch, just go to ESPN975.com. If you're on ESPN975.com, just go to Twitch. It's that simple. And it's a Tuesday, and it's probably going to be raining, so you're going to have a crappy commute home. Just relax. We'll get you home in one piece.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully we'll get you home in one piece. Just slow down and ignore the idiots. It's already getting bad out there in terms of traffic.
Yeah, I would guess.
So, because nobody knows how to drive in the rain. But if you don't need to be out tonight, sit this one out, because I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be that bad, but you know, don't get stuck like a lot of you did after the McGregor fight by going out. Just be cool at home. Watch some Netflix.
Yeah, I also think it's weird that we've now, like, I get it. Harvey sucked, ruined a lot of stuff. It was bad, but now every time there's a rainstorm, Houston's in a panic. And we didn't used to be this way.
It's the media's fault. It really is.
I mean, we were kind of a, I mean, when you live in Houston, you know it's gonna rain a lot.
Yeah.
Like the average annual rainfall here is, I mean, as far as major metro cities, we're near the top. Yet, since Harvey, when it rains, I guess maybe since the tax day floods.
Yeah,
before Harvey.
Yeah, I think it's before that. I think it goes back to Ike even.
But it's like a panic around here every time. It's like, oh my God. It's no longer called there's a rainstorm blowing in or a thunderstorm. It's a weather event.
Yeah.
Is coming, which makes it sound so ominous. And you know what? This one might be ominous. I don't know. But it's now our assumption. We always assume that this is going to be like, oh, this is it. Like, you know, people are filling up their trucks with gas and they're stockpiling bottled water right now. You know that people are doing that.
I bought a couple extra beers.
Of course you did.
Yeah, well, the problem is, you know, when you're talking about general rain stuff, like, yeah, it rains a lot, but it's these concentrated storms that cause a lot of flooding, and that's what I think people are panicking a little bit over. And, you know, don't panic. I mean, the reality is, yeah, there's some parts of Houston that are going to flood. There's some parts that aren't.
Yeah.
You know, you may be in one of the ones that aren't, but why mess with it? Just stay home tonight, chill. Watch some Netflix or some whatever you want to watch. But, yeah, the problem, I think, is that and Lamont says it goes back to Allison. That may be true, too. But the problem is, everybody overreacts and starts, you know, talking about, like even yesterday, they're sending reporters out on the TV stations to go do stuff when there's nothing to do. And then you're going to see, and now you're taking away my hey man bleep dad, but what the hell, so we'll go, I'll find something else.
we'll figure some of that out.
But I mean, now tomorrow, here's what's going to happen. We're going to see these idiots standing in flood water.
Yeah.
Which just once, I want a power line to go down and hit the water and electrocute them just once.
There's going to be someone standing there while someone tries to drive through deep water behind them.
Yeah.
Or while someone's stuck in deep water standing on top of their car.
Yep.
And they're going to be standing there talking about it instead of, like, you know, going. Or if you really want the buzz, the guy will go out and help the guy to safety, especially if it's like an old lady or something.
Yeah.
He'll carry them out, or if they've got a baby, and then local newsman is a hero. I mean, the news people, they get chubbed for this.
Oh, yeah. This is their, I'll tell you what this is for them. This is their equivalent of what last week was for us.
Yeah.
With the first weekend of NFL football season. And all the great college games. Yeah, that's what we live for. No, this is what they live for. And it's, some of it's maddening. I part of the fun for me is watching them and making fun of these reporters. Yeah. So if for some reason, you know, it's bad enough tomorrow that I'm just stuck at home, I will be tweeting about how stupid they are.
Yeah.
Because that's fun for me. I live for that.
Yeah.
And Steven, the weather guy, says that's why I tried not to get all hypey, which is what he did in his post last night. Yeah, actually, credit to him on SportsMap. He does the weather stuff for us. He wrote yesterday, don't be all scared by these stupid maps they're showing you and stuff. That, you know, here's what it's probably going to be, but there's no way to know yet. And then he updated it this morning, and yeah, we're going to get some rain. But just because it's named something now, that's the other thing. The panic level goes up when it has a name.
Yeah.
Imelda. I'm sorry. I'm just not scared of Imelda. I think the best thing I saw was, I think it was ATX Hobo Girl tweeted, said we should have built that wall.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
That would have done it. But
we should nuke it.
Yeah. Let's drop a nuclear weapon in the middle of it, which would probably land right on Matagorda Bay if we did that.
Yeah.
Just be smart. But this isn't, you know, it maybe winds up being worse than we thought. Maybe it's not as bad, but. You know, it's not Armageddon. It's not the end of the world. We'll all make it through it in one piece. I hope. Well, maybe not everybody.
Maybe.
Yeah. Aaron's down there on the coast. He'll probably die.
Yeah.
So somebody says Houston has PTSD, then he has therapy dog. I do think a lot of people do. When you were locked in, and I mean, I don't blame people for that.
Yeah.
But we shall see. We're having more flooding events than we did 20 years ago. The concern is not unsubstantiated. But
no, I'm not saying it's not.
Nobody's saying don't be concerned. It's just but going into full-on panic mode, like, oh, I've got to go fill up my truck, or I've got to go buy up all the water. Okay. So I'm planning to be here tomorrow.
I am too.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, just, you know, everybody... Just be cool. No reason to go out tonight. Don't get on the roads. That's probably the smartest thing. Asking for a friend says this is their playoffs and they end up looking like the Texans. That's true. That is very true. They, you know, show some promise and then it just falls apart.
Yeah.
Actually, in a playoff game, the Texans don't even show promise. They're usually like down from the get-go.
They just usually lay down unless the team's on their third quarterback and then they're like.
Yeah. Speaking of third quarterbacks. Got some Luke Falk action last night.
Oh, yeah, man. How about that under?
Yeah, well played.
Yeah. Probably should have gone a little stronger on that than I did.
Yeah, I chickened out on both because, I thought the, especially once the Jets were down to a third-string quarterback, I kind of started thinking, okay, maybe the Browns are going to have one of their runaway and hide games. And they did, but they didn't sprint away and hide.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's funny because Baker Mayfield was not very good last night. Didn't really matter because, you know, it didn't take much to beat that Jets team. But we've been seeing this a lot. The Jets just kept taking themselves out of any opportunity they had. You know, you get a big pass play finally, holding.
Yeah.
It's just something.
They're a bad team.
And this is what bad teams do. It's like they'll make some kind of stupid mistake to take away any good thing that they have. Yeah, and even when they've got a chance to get a first down, for some reason they're, you know, on fourth and two, they're dropping back 10 yards and throwing the ball to Le'Veon Bell 7 yards from the marker. You know, it's just little stuff like that. They're not good right now. I don't think the Browns are very good either, but they have some weapons, and we saw it when Beckham got behind them for the long touchdown. But now that was not fun football.
No, it's pretty bad. Jets are really good on defense.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, although he needs to control himself a little bit.
I'll tell you, well, you know who else needs to control himself a little bit is Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
you are, I don't know what they're doing like late in that game when they're basically supposed to just be running out the clock. They've got Baker Mayfield dropping back and taking hits. Like,
yeah, which he took way too many hits last night too, which is another thing they're going to have to monitor.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to learn to limit the damage that your quarterback takes, especially you don't have a big quarterback. You know, you're playing again Sunday Night Football next week against the Rams. Aaron Donald is going to hit you. You may want to limit the amount of hits your guy takes. Period. Especially when the game is in hand. I don't understand. I don't know if he was trying to run the score up or what, but I mean, they'd already covered. So if that was his concern, it's just a very interesting choice. And he's lucky that on that play, because there's a lot of bodies piled up.
Yep.
After you see Trevor Siemian's ankle, I mean, it doesn't take much. Man.
And you know, here's another thing. Please quit showing that over and over.
No, I like to see it.
No, once I see it once, I don't need to see it again. And they kept doing it on the highlights with Drew Brees' thumb sticking the wrong way. I'm like, what the hell? I don't need to see that, guys. Stop it, ESPN. The other thing they need to get rid of are those stupid graphics that they do. Oh, my goodness, those are hideous. But I'll give a little bit of credit. I think Booger is getting better. As awful as he was last year, he's less awful this year.
Yeah.
So there's that. But, okay. It not much to take away from that. I don't think either one of those teams are really going to – well, the Jets I know are going to be bad, especially now, because I don't know how long Simeon's going to be out. But I think he's done. Looks like he's done.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
Still Clutch City says, overreact. It's called personal responsibility. Responsible adults taking charge of a small chance of a large problem. All right. I mean,
I'm specifically talking about the media.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
starting panics.
Yeah.
That's
guys already going outside in their raincoats. That's what freaks people out. Not rain. It's the news saying that we're all going to die or implying that some of us might die.
Yeah. Listen, nobody's saying
yes, we are all going to die. Eventually.
Well, at some point, whether it's tomorrow or next week,
it's going to happen
10
for
years.
Sure, though. Lock it in.
Yeah, that's one that until the aliens come and give us a cure for all things, which could happen any day now, that's the fact we all live with. Nobody's saying don't be responsible. There's no reason to create a panic. Of course, if you're in an area that floods, you know what to do by now. And, you know, maybe I should go stay at a friend's house that doesn't flood. And just be aware of what's going on. Don't go into panic mode, that's all. And I'm not, I obviously overreacting does not mean you're a responsible adult. I'm sorry. And don't
how dare you
just, but no, I'm sorry.
You don't know.
Probably not. But am I stocked? Yeah. But I'm not putting water in my friggin' bathtub. I don't need that.
I'll be honest. Maybe I'm less sensitive to it. I mean, trust me, there's a lot of people around me who flooded a lot.
Yeah.
But I didn't even come close. I didn't even lose DirecTV during Harvey.
Yeah, me either.
So,
and we got zero flooding with 38 inches of rain, so I'm not too worried.
Now, you know, half a mile from my house, underwater.
Yeah.
But, I guess maybe I'm just not as sensitive to it, but it just does seem like people get all hyped up, like every storm is going to be the last storm.
Well, and I do think it's been that way for a while, but I just point out, though, that, you were out rescuing people. Imagine being one of those people and you're hearing, oh, storm again. Of course it's going to affect you differently. But, again, I don't think there's any reason for us to fall into full panic mode here because it's not Harvey. Yeah. And, you know, it who knows how this thing's going to play out, but it looks like we're going to get some rain. And areas that flood, probably going to flood.
Yeah.
Areas that don't, probably won't. So just, I don't think there's any reason to overreact. That's all. All right. Well, if I could bet on whether or not the storm would do anything, I would bet that it's not going to be that bad. And I would do it at mybookie.ag. Well, I can't do that, but I can certainly bet stuff like the under last night. I can bet college football. Guess what? We got hockey starting up soon. I'm going to be able to bet hockey again. Can't wait. NFL, of course. And the great thing about MyBookie is when you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And if you miss the kickoff, you can still bet in-game. They got that covered. And if you sign up today, they got a great special for you. They're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money. $1,000 in free money. They're going to double your first deposit. You just have to use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Get in there, get in on all the action. We're going to be talking about some of the college lines a little bit later in the show. There's some stuff that I like. You can get in on it at MyBookie. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a good one. Not Dead Zed said, come on, guys. It's super responsible to get into physical altercations with perfect strangers at the grocery store for bottled water and toilet paper.
Big deal.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. It's all going to be wonderful. We're all going to be joking around tomorrow about this thing, hopefully. Hey, so it's Local Music Tuesday, so all the bands you hear are local bands. Who was that, Aaron?
That was a band called Emerge.
That's really good. He tweets out and puts on Facebook all the songs. So if you hear something you like, go and buy their CD. I know a lot of these bands still do so. Download their music somewhere. Support your local musicians, man. It's one thing we love to do here.
So Albert says, is it even more obvious now with all the QB injuries that Cap is still being blackballed? I'm shocked the Steelers didn't at least bring him in for a tryout and now the Jets. Just your thoughts on all the QBs getting hurt and how teams are reacting. Mind you now, Colin Kaepernick's last two seasons, he went a combined 3-16 as a starter. And that was 3 years ago. I don't know. I mean, I think that he was blackballed at one point? Yes. Now I think if someone brought in a quarterback who hasn't played football in 3 years, I would think that they were making a mistake. That's just a bad football decision. He is 32 years old now, hasn't picked up a football for 3 years. No thanks. I'd rather have some young guy who just played college football last year, to be honest. Because at least maybe there's some kind of untapped upside there. I do think that Colin Kaepernick was blackballed at some point. I think now it wouldn't make football sense to go out and even talk to Colin Kaepernick.
I agree to that to an extent. I think if I'm an owner of a football team, I'm not signing a guy who sued me. Yeah, that and at this point, so yeah. But also because the teams that are losing quarterbacks, is he good enough to make a difference? Is he going to come in and be better than Mason Rudolph will for the Steelers? By the way, the Steelers obviously think they can win with Mason Rudolph if they're giving up a number one pick for...
Yeah, which is really strange, right?
Fitzpatrick, yeah. I mean, that's a weird move on the day you announce your quarterback's out for the year, because is he worth a first-round pick? Absolutely. I think that's... Would I rather have him than a guesswork first-round pick next year? Sure. Unless you win two games and need a quarterback.
Right.
Which is not impossible.
Yeah. It's just... I mean, that's like saying... do you think Kyle Orton's getting blackballed? Now, how come no one's calling Kyle Orton? At some point, aren't you just not on anybody's radar anymore?
Well, I think that's the case, but I also think it has to do with everything else.
I'm sure. I think it did for a while. I think now it just doesn't make sense. It wouldn't, if you brought in a guy like that who hasn't played in 3 years. I would have serious questions as to why you would do it.
But what would you bring him in as? You can't bring him in as a starter.
Yeah,
he hasn't played in 3 years. He's got to learn your offense. I mean, the only way, if you're the Steelers and you think he can help you, then you bring him in as a backup. But, I mean, he he's apparently had backup opportunities before and doesn't want them. So
right.
Okay. Well, bye.
You know who I think might be blackballed because no one's talking to him? Jake Locker. I mean,
he retired though.
Oh, what? But I mean, he can always come back, right?
No.
He last played in 2014. Why? What's the big deal? Why can't he come back and play? Wouldn't you make a call to him?
No.
Why?
Because he's retired.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's the time to bring Jay Cutler back.
Yeah, how come no one's calling Jay Cutler? What's going on with that? I mean, is Jay Cutler blackballed?
His role as quarterback in the league has kind of been taken over by Kirk Cousins.
So
you don't really want to bring him back.
Yeah, that's fair.
You see what the trending Houston trends on Twitter? Care to guess number one?
Whatever the name of that storm is?
Imelda.
Imelda.
Trending with Tropical Storm Imelda, Tropical Storm, and Freeport.
Okay.
Just so you know. Lewandowski is number two, Nadler three, Barkley four, and that's about something to do with soccer. So,
all right.
Just so you know. This is one of those things that kind of drives me nuts. Like, why is everybody talking about Kenny Stills doing his stuff, right? I mean, his kneeling and everything. Aaron Wilson and Mark Berman will not let it go. They're constantly tweeting about it. They're tweeting about him meeting with the police chief today.
It's so
quit high. Making this a story. This is worse than the storm people.
I don't understand why it's because it was a story at some point. Now they're desperate to keep it a story. And I don't really understand why. And, you know, it's nothing personal against either one of those guys. I don't really know either one of those guys. I think I've met Mark Berman at an Astros game.
Mark's a hell of a reporter, and he breaks a lot of stories. But, again, why do they keep trying to tell us this is important?
I don't know. Because it's something for them to write and get clicks on, I guess. I have no idea.
BQ, my flight got canceled 2 months ago due to weather, so I rescheduled for this Thursday. Yeah, that might not work out. So, I don't know. I don't know why. It's just certain things to me. Shouldn't we just move on?
You can't. Are you crazy? I mean, that's a big story, Fred. We've got to have it.
Let's see what Chase
what else is Aaron Wilson going to talk about?
People's contracts, like every tweet that he ever has what their contracts are. And again, pretty good reporter. I guess that both these guys are really good reporters. Go find something to report on that's actually interesting. That would be my suggestion. See what Chase has to say. What's up, Chase?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Hey, talking about quarterbacks getting blackballed, I swear this isn't a troll call. Brock Osweiler, I mean, he couldn't help the Jets or the Jags or the Steelers. I mean, pretty good backup quarterback can't get a job.
Yeah, I guess he is currently a free agent out there. He's out floating in the wind. He did work last year, though.
Yeah, he was a backup last year.
Yeah, I think he actually got some playing time last year. He had a couple starts. No, maybe not starts.
I think he did start last year. Yeah, you can.
I mean, he was playing in Miami, so we don't really know if he.
You could do worse. I know that is an evil name here.
What if I told you that Brock Osweiler last year had his he was above his career average in passing percentage. He was above his career average in passing yards. Wow. He was above his career average. In fact, I mean, well above his career average in touchdowns, and had his third best touchdown year, and was positive in touchdown to interception ratio, and had the third best passer rating of his career. Why is he not on an NFL roster? I don't get it. That guy won a playoff game for your Houston Texans, and we just forget about him like he's nothing. Did you guys forget about that? Who's winning playoff games for the Texans, Fred? Who led them to a playoff win? Answer the question.
Crickets.
You know the answer.
I know the answer.
Say his name.
I'm not saying his
name. You've blackballed him.
I have blackballed him. No.
That's what it is.
No, but I you could do worse for a backup quarterback. I mean, not – and when he was in Denver under a better coach, he played okay.
Yeah.
And he just – you know, Bill O'Brien couldn't get anything out of him because, well, he's Bill O'Brien. Somebody says, considering how O'Brien has eaten everyone else's jobs and stored them in his ever-growing butt chin, how much time do we have till he steals your jobs? I heard he worked under Walter Cronkite, so he's a radio whisperer.
He can only take the jobs of people at 6'10". I think that our jobs are immune to him.
You know what's going to happen? He and Cal McNair are going to get together.
They're going to swallow up Gal Media.
They're going to come and offer us so much money for Gal Media that there's no way that David can say no.
And then we're gone.
Just so he can fire us.
It could be. Well,
I could see that happening.
I could too. Damn it.
Yeah, I'll sell you a sports map right now, Bill, for $20
million. Cal McNair is great. He's really killing it. It's Bill. Because Cal McNair is the only one who's got the money to throw around at David Gal.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill O'Brien's not going to come in here and money whip David Gal with some number he can't imagine.
David Gal laughs at that butt chin. Yeah.
Cal McNair, though, that's a different story. He's got the kind of cash that could maybe open David Gal's eyes a little bit.
But those, you know, they're buddies, though. Bill could just go to him and say, hey, I need your support.
Yeah, but we love Cal McNair. We think he is great.
Do we?
Yes.
Yeah, it is true. They fired somebody over there for what he said about Bill O'Brien. That's a true story.
Yeah,
I'm glad we don't have to deal with that crap. But if he wants to, if he buys it, you know, oh well. Just he's going to have to way overbuy it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you guys about Texas Star Grill Shop. The fall grill sale is underway, and you might be saying, "Man, I don't know what kind of grill I really need." And I'll be honest, I was in kind of the same boat. I wanted a smoker. I knew that. That's mostly what I do on it. But I also wanted something that would be easy enough if my wife wanted to go out and just throw some burgers on. She could do that or some wings. And Pits and Spits ended up being a great grill for us because you could fire it up real quick. It could smoke all day. Keeps a great temperature. Or if you just want to go out there and flip some burgers on it. Easy peasy. So they, whatever you need, they've got you. Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, which is what I have, the locally made, really high quality grill that they've got in stock right now. Guys, and they're going to treat you right as a customer. You walk in, they're going to hand you a craft beer. They're going to sell you high quality meats at cost, which you're not going to find anywhere else. Free delivery and assembly on everything. Stop by and see the best in grilling today. 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring or always online at TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's where the
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, you know, we talked about how the Texans evaluate all these guys all during the preseason. And then after one game, they're making a bunch of changes.
Yeah.
Because maybe their evaluation process sucks. Well, guess what they did today?
What they did?
Remember they had the big punting battle between Trevor Daniel and Brian Anger?
Uh-huh.
Trevor Daniel won the job. Until today.
Who'd they bring back?
The Texans have signed the following free agent, Brian Anger. They've waived the following player, Trevor Daniel.
I knew it.
He was a third-round pick, AJ.
Yeah.
So, he's back.
Shame.
But, yeah, I love how all that evaluation, this is what you do. So,
let's see. Amos says Kaepernick being out of the league a few years isn't really a good reason for not signing him. There's lots of backups in the league that haven't played meaningful football in years. They're basically just working out like Cap been doing. Okay, here's another difference. Hey, Kaepernick wasn't having success his last year in the league, first of all. His last 2 years, and really his last 3 years in the league. But also, it's pretty clear that Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to be a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
it's more profitable for Colin Kaepernick to sit out. And, I mean, I've always been – I was one of the guys saying, hey, if Colin Kaepernick wants to kneel, kneel. It doesn't bother me a bit. But he kind of, I think he knew that that's where this was going to lead. And I don't think it's worth him breaking ranks to be a backup or a third string quarterback. And
that's what he's going to have to start at no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, you're going to have to go in there.
And let's face it. If you're a team like the Jets, for instance, what kind of PR is it? Is it positive PR that you're going to get for bringing in Kaepernick, or is it just added scrutiny that you don't need or don't want?
Well, especially how much is he really going to help you?
That's what I'm saying.
So you know, let's say he comes in and he's effective, you win four games instead of three.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's different if you were saying. You know, bring in this player who it can be an instant impact guy. Sure, there'll be some negativity around it. It's like when you draft Tyreek Hill or Joe Mixon. Sure, there's some negativity that's going to be attached to you, but, you know, at the end of the day, we think that their play is going to be worth it.
And it has.
I don't know that anybody thinks that about Colin Kaepernick at this point. Is Colin Kaepernick good enough to really be
an impact guy? Yeah, that's the thing. At this point, he's just a name.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with guys who are past their prime. It's like whenever the Texans needed a receiver, 2 years after he was going, oh, why not Randy Moss? Why not T.O.? He's just a name at this point.
A lot of people are asking about who got fired from 6'10".
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know the guy. I know his name's Jarecki. I don't know what his first name is. He's a guy who did, I guess he did, like they do a replay show of all their crappy segments through the day. They have a guy who like takes you through it. Whatever Arkansas Milk and Tricky Rick had to say that day, the Baytown Badass, Sean and Seth, he like replays their segments, and then he'll say like 10 words in between each segment, and then he did like a night show, but apparently he had something negative to say about the Texans, and they were like, all right, you're gone.
I think it was Bill O'Brien in particular, from what I understand.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard him because I'm always listening to Glenn.
Is he the one who asked the Khalil question?
I don't know.
I think that's where it all started.
Oh, really?
I believe so. I might be making that up, but I think that's the case.
It's nothing new for radio guys to get fired because the team doesn't like them. But it is one of those things that I hate seeing it just because, okay. Bill O'Brien doesn't like what somebody said about him.
Yeah.
Wah.
Wah.
You know, wah. Have better clock management, sir. Don't tell me Matt Khalil's your starting left tackle and then cut him.
Right.
You know, just be straight. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I always listen to Patrick and Jason and Abdul, or I listen to Soccer Matters when I'm driving home. So I've never actually heard their evening thing. I do listen. I've been listening a little bit to the Baytown Badass just to kind of see what they're doing. Yesterday, the whole time I was in the car, it was just a commercial for the Texans.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. Jeff brings up that talking about the reporters, says it's been that way since 61 when Dan Rather got national attention by getting blown around on camera during Carla. Yeah, that guy's whole career was made on Hurricane Carla. I think it is strange the reactions that we have, because for the longest time, we go back to Alicia, I guess, and then Allison really screwed with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we didn't have these storms for a long time. I mean, 83 was Alicia. And between hurricanes, it was Alicia to Ike, basically. I mean, I said Allison was a different animal. That was 2008. So, but in between there, you had Katrina, which scared the hell out of everybody because of what happened in New Orleans. And then the reaction to that, and I know people remember this, was once Rita was bearing down on us, everybody tried to leave the city. And cars got stranded on the road. People died on the road because they were trying to get out after Rita. That was a direct scare from Katrina. And Rita just kind of skipped over and kind of hit our friends in Beaumont and over near the border. And it just was an over panic. But now, when you got all these major floods, I don't know that there would be time for people to get out of the town now anyway. But it's just I understand kind of how this is built up, because people are still freaked out over Harvey.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN-G Money goes, since you don't like the Texans coaching staff, if you were the GM, who do you hire as your coordinators? See, if I were Texans GM, it would never work, because O'Brien and I would not get along.
Yeah, you would. No, you guys are basically the same person.
No. But because I would have made him hire, like last year, when I would have made him hire a guy like Jim Caldwell as offensive coordinator. When he lost his job with the Lions, I said, bring that guy in, get a different look, still run your offense, but give me some new ideas. I would have put poor Romeo out to pass. Well, I never would have let the Vrabel experiment happen, but then at some point I would have put poor Romeo out to pasture and brought in Jack Del Rio. And I wouldn't have traded Dwayne Brown, so I wouldn't have had to give up all those picks. But that's, you know, those are all things I've said along the way, but I wouldn't want that job. I wouldn't want to work with Bill O'Brien. You
could be his right-hand man.
No, I couldn't.
Just like Brian Gain.
I guarantee you, though, that dude wanted to get into a power struggle with me, he wouldn't win it.
Oh, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
He wins every power struggle.
Yeah, well, wait till he gets a load of me.
Swallow you up like the black hole.
I'll go full Joker on his ass.
Just be gone.
But yeah, I wouldn't want any part of that kind of mess. That's too much work. Says the guy who pretty much is working 12-hour days right now. 713-780-ESPN. And by the way, Stephen, the weather guy, is working on an update for Sports Map on the weather.
Okay. So is it going to be rainy?
Well, he's working on the update.
If it's going to be rainy, let me know. I need to know that.
You know what? I'm going to just go out on a limb here. It's going to rain.
Okay. I figured that too.
I don't know how much.
I mean, we need a real live weatherman to let us know if it's going to rain.
Okay. But he's got to be standing outside.
Wait, isn't it? Is it raining right now, Aaron?
Yeah, it's hard to tell from where we are. It wasn't when I was coming in.
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay,
good.
At least not heavy enough I can see.
Well, you're not really a weatherman, so you don't know for sure.
I'm not qualified to judge.
Right.
Well, that's just the Galleria area.
Well, that's just actually this side of the building. It could be raining over on the north side of the building.
No, there's no way.
It's possible.
No, it doesn't happen that way. Okay. If it doesn't rain over here, it doesn't rain over there.
Okay.
That's how it is, because there's like...
That's physics.
Yeah, it's science. There's like a dome. Like, you remember that Under the Dome show?
Yeah.
There's like a dome over the Galleria, and then...
False.
No, when it rains in the Galleria, they turn the dome off, and it gets the whole thing.
Did you read this story that... Oh, I guess we need to go to break.
Yeah.
The story that we'll get to the other side, I guess, about what Sarah Barshop wrote about shout outs for teammates in interviews.
Yeah.
Really, Sarah? Like, listen, I think she's fine as a, you know, she does fine, whatever. How about you'd like dig into what happened this week and like do do a story that matters right now.
Yeah, let's talk about this when we come back.
Okay.
Right now, I want to talk about shaving with Harry's. And guys, if you haven't tried Harry's yet, it's convenient, it's quality shaving, and it's affordable. And the best part is you don't have to leave your couch. You can sit there and order online and have it delivered right to your mailbox. You never have to think about razors again. And this has been a big deal for me, because I used to just go and buy some garbage at the store, didn't even care what I got, and then it'd get all, you know, I'd use it way too long, and I'd get cuts on my face. Well, Harry's, I have it set up where I get new blades right when I need them. They want you to give it a try. $3. You can afford that. How about $3, and if you don't like it, your money back. $3 plus free shipping. Use code FAOUR at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. And the cool thing is, when you run out, they're only $2 to replace. Special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. It means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at Harrys.com.
You with a child, where is your dad?
No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh. No one not regular.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If you haven't checked out Sports Map, today is a great day to check it out. Joel has a video on why Jalen Ramsey would be a good fit for the Texans, which, of course, he would. I can't see the Jaguars trading him to Houston, and I can't see what the Texans have to give for him. We've also got Tillman Fertitta saying it's time for Westbrook and Harden to step up in the playoffs. Josh Jordan has his week three waiver wire for you fantasy geeks out there. Got you covered. Steven has his weather map update to let you know what's going on. He's about to update it again, so he'll keep you informed on what's going on with the weather.
And an update, it is raining outside now.
It is raining outside?
At least on the south side of the building.
Okay. So, but it may be okay on the north side.
It might be. If you're on Westheimer, you might be dry.
Because you guys don't believe in the alien dome thing. So, therefore, it could be dry on the other side.
But Aaron's also not a weatherman, so it might not even be raining.
Before we get to Sarah Barshaw, because I want to dive into that a little bit. Brother Bear asks, would it be a major insult to leave Reddick off the playoff roster while adding the likes of Tucker, Straw, and Toro, or simply analytical business? I think it would. I don't think you can leave Reddick off the playoff roster. I know he wasn't great the World Series year, but if it's that or Toro, I'd rather have Josh Reddick.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see them find a place for Miles Straw. And, you know, Kyle Tucker keeps hitting. You know, maybe you got to find a place for him too. It's a good problem to have, man. They just have so many hitters right now.
Yeah, I was listening to Charlie talk about this today. I think if there's a guy you leave off, it's probably. I mean, I know Toro's been a nice player since he's been back, but especially in the 5-game series, you need more. You're going to want more hitters than pitchers, and. I think if it comes down to who would you rather have, Toro or Tucker, it's Tucker, right?
Yeah, it's not close.
He's been playing better right now.
I'd rather have Straw than him, too.
I would, too. To me, Straw is like an invaluable weapon. And, like, where are you really going to play Toro? That's what you got to think about. Like, if the only reason you would use Toro is if somebody got hurt, right?
Right.
Because otherwise,
he's been a good fill-in, but that's not a guy that you need on your roster.
Because otherwise, if you have a guy you need a utility infielder, isn't it Diaz?
Yeah, I mean.
So I mean, you're talking about like a emergency utility guy.
Yeah,
I'd much rather have an automatic problem on the base paths. You know, because if it comes down to it's a. Late innings, it's a close ball game, and Chirinos gets a hit.
I'm putting Miles Straw in. And
because
steal, score on a pass ball, Astros win.
And nobody else can do that. And I know I've heard people say, well, Mariznick can do it. Listen, Mariznick's fast. I mean, he's got some speed. Tucker's got some speed. Those guys aren't Miles Straw.
No.
Miles Straw is the kind of guy who catchers are like, oh, crap.
Yeah, not this guy. Although, watching Tucker on the base pass, he really has good instincts.
Well, he's Ted Williams.
Well, stop.
His baseball instincts remind me of Ted Williams.
Oh, God.
I've seen a lot of that.
All right, so tell the people what this story was, because I kind of want to get into this.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's, you know, today's one of those days where what is there really to talk about with the Texans? They had such a dominant victory this weekend that there's no concerns, there's no problems, there's no worries. So it's a perfect day to write a fluff piece about.
Well, Tuesdays are off days, so there was no access.
Shoutouts are mandatory for Texans and their fine commissioners. Apparently, Dylan Cole, Brennan Scarlett, Brandon Dunn, and Greg Mantz are the fine commissioners. Which apparently, if you're a linebacker or an offensive lineman, if you do an interview and you don't shout out at least two of your teammates, you get put into a fine. Which, that's dumb also. How come you guys aren't worried about football?
Yeah, that's what I'd be worried about. You know this. You know what this sounds like? The Letterman jackets.
You know who I like goofing around and having fun? The Astros. You know why? Because they win a lot more games than they lose. And it's like, once you get the hang of this whole winning thing, that's when you can start doing silly stuff and having fun. Like, you could easily be 0-2 right now. You're about 6 inches, if that. I don't know how close that Fournette.
I think it was, well.
Might have been 3 inches.
I think I'm going to go with 3 inches, but as women tell me, what we tell them is 3 inches is probably
2 inches.
Yeah, it might have been closer than that.
So you're about 2 inches from being 0-2. Like, maybe don't worry about monitoring what guys say in their post-game interviews. How about you just, you know, figure out how to stop Gardner Minshew, and then we'll go from there. And it's all, like, I don't know why she decided to write this story. I was reading it, and I was like, what the hell am I reading? This is such an off-season story.
Yeah, it's just...
We're in the middle of football season now.
Well...
It's a stupid story to write. Sorry, Sarah Marshall.
I get that they don't have access today, but, I mean, there's so many other things you could write about. Go write about how all the rookies who finally played last week did. Go find out, you know... I mean, you could talk about how the new offensive lineman did. There's all kinds of stuff out there that I would have rather read, but then, you know, when you look... That, they kind of... I think if you, I'll be honest with you. I think if you want more up to date Texans stuff, I would go to that Texans Wire on USA Today because they do the same stuff except they write a lot more, and they tend to focus what's on field. It's just that, you know, I want to send people away from ESPN, but I don't find a lot of useful stuff in their NFL coverage.
The biggest fine levied to date was for $500 for farting in the meeting room. Nose tackle DJ Reader said that has happened only once by a player who is no longer on the team. We don't play around with that, he said. That is such a it's such July content. I mean, there's really no other thing to say. That's off-season talk.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Tell me something about the team.
I don't know, man. I still... For me, as much as I was making fun of Aaron Wilson earlier, I follow him. I follow McClain. I get good stuff from those guys. Like I said, Texans Wire gives me good stuff. Patrick Starr has some good stuff. I mean, there's enough people out there where you don't really need additional. You don't need coverage like that. I don't need coverage like that. I'm sure there's people who think it's cute. Oh, this is so cute. They find someone for farting. Ooh.
Like, there's got to be something that she could have been working on. And maybe she has a certain amount of stories she has to put out every week, or maybe Tuesday's a day she's expected to put something up.
Well, no, and like, I
would literally rather see no Texans coverage than that, than click on that and be like, what am I reading here?
But you know what? You're actually talking about it.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, guys, I have to tell you, if you, maybe your credit card balances are getting up there. Well, if you got good credit, I've got a way to help you save money, and maybe a lot of money. Right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. The average credit card interest rate's over 19%, sometimes much higher. It means you could save thousands of dollars in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's no fees, which is awesome. The online application's easy. You can do it right there on your phone. I know you got a phone. You can jump right on there and do it. They want people with good credit. They think you deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.